these words taken from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 28. Our Lady warns us of the deceits of the devil.
My daughter, the silence which the soul should maintain when the invisible enemies advance with their specious reasonings should not prevent it from imposing silence upon them in the name of the Most High, and from commanding them to leave its presence in confusion. Therefore I desire this to be thy prudent behavior when they assault thee, for there is no other defense so powerful against the dragon than to be conscious of the power which we possess as children of God, and to use the advantage which this confidence gives us by exercising our dominion and superiority over the infernal spirits. For the whole aim of Lucifer, after he had fallen from heaven, consists in enticing souls from their Creator and in sowing the seed of discord, by which he hopes to separate from the lively Father his adopted children, and the spouses of Christ from their bridegroom. Whenever he perceives that a soul is united with his Creator and in living communion with its head Christ, he tries to suppress himself in his furious attempts at persecuting it. His envy arouses the utmost exertion of his deceitfulness and malice for its destruction. But as soon as he sees that he cannot succeed in his attempts, because the soul takes refuge in the unfailing and unassailable protection of the Most High, he weakens in his attempts and begins to writhe in exquisite torments. If the soul, thus strengthened with the authority of God's truth, despises and casts him out, there is no creeping worm or ant so weak as that giant of iniquitous pride. By this most true doctrine thou must comfort and strengthen thyself, when, according to the decree of the Almighty, thou meetest tribulations and art surrounded by the sorrows of death in temptations such as I have suffered. For they afford thy spouse the best occasion of verifying thy fidelity by experience. Therefore, love must not be satisfied merely with mere protestations of affection, without looking for more valuable fruit, for the desire which costs nothing is not a sufficient proof of love in a soul, nor of its proper esteem of the good which it pretends to hold dear in love. If thou wishest to give a satisfactory proof of thy love to thy spouse, show thyself invincible in thy trust in him, and also then when thou findest thyself most afflicted and forsaken by human aid, confide in the Lord thy God, and hope in him, if necessary, against hope. For he does not slumber, nor does he sleep, who calls himself the protection of Israel. In due time he will command the waves and the wind, and restore tranquility. Thou must be much more wary, my daughter, in the beginning of the temptations, for there is then greatest danger, lest the soul, yielding to the concupiscent or the irascible passions, by which the light of reason is obscured and darkened, allowed itself to be thrown into confusion. As soon as the demon notices such a state of mind, he will raise a whirlwind of dust in the faculties. His fierceness is so immeasurable and implacable that it will then increase in fury. He will add flame to flame, thinking that the soul has no one to defend and rescue it from his hands. With the force of his temptations increases also the danger of failing in the necessary resistance, since the soul has commenced to yield in the very beginning. All this I make known to thee, in order that thou mayest fear the danger of being remiss in guarding against the first approaches of the demon. Do not incur it in what is so important. Thou shouldest continue in the even tenure of thy duties in every temptation, keeping up the sweet and devout union with the Lord, and preserving thy prudent and loving intercourse with thy neighbors. Thou shouldest forestall by prayer and by restraint of thy feelings the disorder which the enemy seeks to bring about in thy soul.